am I going to get any really good questions this week? It is decidedly so. Fernando Lee Villarreal has this. Does anybody else hate the Colts as much as they hated the Jazz in basketball? As a longtime Houston Rockets fan, I'm not going to speak for everybody here, but if I am in that camp and you are in that camp, I think there's some more people camping.
Camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with a house.
All right, got a question from somebody named Loud Pipes Saves Lives, and I'm going to bet that your mother, your father, or the orphanage did not really name you that. But Loud Pipes Saves Lives says this: Dear Drew, J.J. Watt is the only defensive player in the running for MVP. My question is, what else does this man have to do to convince everyone that he is the MVP? Basically, I think a few more things have to happen for J.J. to get the MVP. Texans have to go to the playoffs. It's a deal breaker if they don't go. J.J. has to probably score 10 touchdowns, and J.J. has to also get at least 20 to 25 sacks. I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm just saying some of those things would be tough to happen. Scott Kertel is not a mathemagician. He says this: it's pretty simple. If they beat the Colts, they have a chance at the playoffs. If they lose to the Colts, the season is over. False, buddy. The Texans would still have about a 25% chance of going to the playoffs if they were to win those final two games, because they do have two more games to play.
Boom!
Thank you.
Tina McKee, our good friend, has this. Hi, Drew. How come the hit on AJ wasn't considered targeting? Have a great day. You have a great day, too. The hit on Andre was illegal, and it was pretty rough, but it was not dirty, and it was not intentional. It was one of those bang-bang plays, and he was not definitely going for Andre's head. That was a good question, though, and because of that, Tina... Jeff Stilwell has this. See you at Lucas. See you there, Brosif. Kathy Howard says, too foony. I think she meant funny, but she only put one N in there. That's all right. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. Man, those were great questions. You know what? Next week, though, we're getting closer to Christmas, so Santa and one of his elves is going to come along and pass out some fun stuff just for you. No lumps of coal, just presents coming up on the next Dear Drew.